I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for January 14th, 2026. Republican lawmakers joined housing advocates on Tuesday to call for legislation they say will put a dent in the state's housing shortage. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more on the story.
The two GOP chairs of the Kentucky Housing Task Force say there's a consensus that the state has to get involved to tackle the state's housing shortage. Kentucky needs to build hundreds of thousands of homes to combat surging prices for both owners and renters in both rural and urban areas. Here's Senator Robbie Mills from Henderson, one of the task force chairs and Senate Republican caucus chair.
There are several budget requests that have already been made to make sure that we have funds in the affordable housing funding mechanism in our state.
One bill lawmakers say they will file would increase the fee put on certain real estate transactions to put more money toward the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort.
Kentucky senators are fast-tracking a bill to move driver's licensing services back to local county offices, with Republicans citing long wait times. Senate Bill 7 would allow local county offices to take over driver's licensing renewals in counties where the Transportation Cabinet does not have a regional office. Montgomery Circuit Clerk Tanya Terry, who leads the State Association for Circuit Clerks, fears the bill would add more confusion.
We will try to do whatever we need to do, but we do feel like it would be a heavy burden and very confusing under this bill.
The Transportation Cabinet says it has implemented reforms to cut average wait times since last spring. Kentucky Power customers could see a sticker shock despite efforts to mitigate rate increases. Curtis Tate has more.
Kentucky Power customers could see their bills increase over the next few years. The utility is asking the Kentucky Public Service Commission to approve a settlement that would raise customer rates 8% this year and 9% next year over current rates. In a hearing in Frankfort on Tuesday, company president and operating chief Cynthia Wiseman told PSC Chair Angie Hatton that the rates would go up again in the third year by 12%.
Yes. They'll be paying more.
They would be paying more. It goes up after the third year.
Hatton said she worried that Kentucky Power would seek another rate increase by then.
And that's scary. 3 years from now, what's going to happen? That's scary.
Wiseman said the best solution would be to attract new industrial customers, including data centers, to bring the costs down.
A big part of that is that we're just seeing no growth in our territory. So if we, if we are able to attract new load and new customers to our territory, we're just not a growing region. And so there's nothing there to bring in that revenue.
Kentucky Power has a shrinking base of customers in 20 eastern Kentucky counties. Residents there pay some of the highest bills in the region. I'm Curtis Tate.
Governor Andy Beshear announced yesterday that the state had named an executive director to lead the Kentucky Film Office, the agency charged with marketing the Bluegrass State to the entertainment industry. The state hired Louisville native Meg Pfister, who brings nearly 20 years of experience working in the sector and has led production teams and guided projects for major networks and studios. Pfister's primary role is to attract film, TV, and theater productions to the state, build up Kentucky's creative workforce, and make the Commonwealth a premier filming destination for storytelling, investment, and economic growth. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.